Welcome back to the Dependency and Decaf podcast. I am Lillian Ketchum, and I am the host of this podcast, and let's just get right into this week's episode. Hey guys, I am so excited to be back on the podcast on a regular schedule again. I have missed doing this, and thank you for your patience. Let's just get right into it by talking about my favorite drink recently. For those of you who are new, I start every podcast episode by just sharing a favorite drink of mine recently, and usually it's coffee, but for those who are following along on my Instagram, you guys know that I actually stopped liking coffee for about a month and a half. Shockers. Crazy. I know. So I guess with that, I'm going to share a drink that's actually not coffee. So within that time period that I wasn't drinking coffee, I actually started to really love matcha and different kinds of teas. So I was drinking a lot of matcha and a lot of peach green tea lemonade with extra peach juice from Starbucks. Guys, I'm telling you right now, this drink will change your life, especially because it's summer. There's something about this peach juice. I don't know where this came from. I don't even remember the first time that I tried this drink, but it was really good and really life-changing. So, without spending the entire podcast episode talking about a drink, this episode is going to be a little different. I felt really prompted by the Lord to actually just share my entire testimony. A lot of you that have been following me for a while have been asking for this either in a podcast episode or a YouTube video or a reel or just some sort of me sharing my testimony. I have no notes. I'm just going off of what I know about my life, and I just hope that this is really encouraging to anyone listening, because I feel like I've been through enough in my life with my testimony before the Lord and after the Lord to at least touch somebody's heart and encouragement in what the Lord has set me free from. So let's just go ahead and pray, and then we'll just get right on into it. Father, thank you so much for who you are, for your goodness, for your faithfulness, for your character, for your love for us, Father. I just pray for everyone who is listening, Lord, wherever they may be, that your Holy Spirit would speak to them and would touch them in a significant way through the sharing of the way that you have moved in my life, Lord. So would you just do what only you can do and set people free through this testimony, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Okay. So let's just get right on into it, I guess. So starting way from the beginning, back to my childhood, I was not raised in a very Christian home. And by very Christian, I mean, I would go to a Bible camp for a week every summer, and that's kind of the extent of who Jesus was to me. I didn't really know him. I didn't really know of him. I just knew that Jesus had something to do with a really fun week every summer where I wasn't at home and I got to swim in a lake, and that was the extent of it. But my parents divorced around when I was 4 years old, and so I definitely dealt with that hurt as a child, but it happened at such a young age that I didn't really feel the effects of it until later on in life. But as I was growing up, my dad wasn't really around as much. I was at my mom's most of the time because school was in her hometown that she moved to. And so I wasn't close to my dad growing up. He wasn't really around much. He was working a lot and doing things with friends a lot whenever my sister and I would be home. So he wasn't really a super significant figure in my life. And so my mom was the more significant figure in my life. So I was closer to her growing up. And so all throughout school, you know, I'm growing up, whatever, I'm aging, not anything crazy or too significant. And middle school rolls around, and I'm hit with a really deep, dark wave of depression and anxiety, in a way that I didn't really know how to handle. And so I was at such a young age, I didn't really know better than to follow other examples of what I've seen and what I've heard. And so this is when I slipped into self-harm patterns, and this lasted for about over a year very consistently. It was about almost every day for a year to 2 years, and this was just a coping mechanism. I was really insecure. I was really depressed. I was really anxious. I didn't like who I was. I genuinely hated who I was. I know there were points in life where I would look in the mirror and every single part of me I just dreaded. And I just didn't know Jesus at this point. And so I got into a relationship around this time, and that kind of led me out of my self-harm. So I went from coping with self-harm to then coping with a relationship, which you can imagine how that went. So then that relationship was kind of on and off and really unhealthy until about my junior year of high school. And so I was dealing with all the emotions with that, all the family issues that were coming up. It was just a lot of mental health struggles throughout those years. But then junior year of high school rose around, and for those of you who remember, this was COVID, quarantine, the unspoken. And so when COVID hit, I was kind of also hit with all of my life problems. I remember having the realization that I couldn't run from my problems anymore. I was kind of stuck in them. I couldn't cope in the ways that I was used to coping, and I was kind of just sitting there with all of my issues. And so genuinely, one day I was so bored out of my mind that I was like, you know, who is this Jesus guy? Because I'm really curious. Don't know who he is really, and I kind of want to know for some reason, because I have nothing else to do, so I might as well figure out who Jesus is, right? And so at the time, the only Bible that I had was this little girl's translation Bible that my mom got for me specifically for the summer camp that I would go to, and I think I forgot it sometimes, so I really didn't even use it for what it was for. So that was the only Bible I had at the time, and so I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna start reading the Word. And I'm not even kidding you, I remember looking things up on my phone, like, who is Jesus, what is Christianity, how do I grow in my faith, how do I read my Bible, how do I pray, how do I grow closer to God. And I took notes on everything, because I genuinely knew nothing. I did not know what I was doing. I didn't understand Christianity. And I didn't understand what a relationship with God even looked like. And so I started reading the Gospels, because that's what the internet told me to do. And I fell in love with Scripture. I fell in love with the Word. I fell in love with how closely I could hear God's voice when I read the Word. I remember reading the Word and just getting downloads from God and just taking all these notes and like feeling like I just understood it and heard from God in the first time ever in such a clear way. And so through that passion and excitement that I had for Scripture, I translated that to TikTok, because TikTok was big at the time. And I was like, you know what, I'm just going to start sharing Jesus on the internet, no shame, talking about how he saved my life, how he's speaking to me. And so I started doing that, and I was just passionate about reading the Word and passionate about sharing the Word. And so back to the relationship that I was in, as I started spending more time with God, because I had no one else to spend time with besides myself and my family in quarantine, I kept hearing that he wanted me out of the relationship that I was in. And for me, that was a really significant thing, because like I said, that was my coping mechanism for years. That was my safe place, and I didn't really know how to live without that. So that was a big step for me in showing how much I love the Lord and proving how much I loved him, even by surrendering something like this. And so I remember praying one day in my bedroom, like, okay, Lord, like, if you're legit, if you're real, if you really love me, if you really want me, you know, the whole thing. I was like, you got to make a way to get me out of this relationship, because there's no way I can do this myself. And I can't remember how close the timeline was between that prayer and when it actually happened, but I had a conversation. I had a conversation with the person I was in a relationship with, and they actually ended up being the one to break things off. And so for me, I was like, oh my gosh, God is legit. Like, he's real, because I didn't even have to say anything. I didn't have to lift a finger. Like, he just did it for me. Like, he's legit. And I remember after that situation went down, stepping into a season of such joy and freedom and just closeness and intimacy with the Lord in a way that I couldn't even explain at the time. And I remember feeling a weight lifted off my shoulders, and like I was finally in a place and I felt peace, like I was where I was supposed to be. And that lasted about maybe 2 months before I fell into a really lukewarm summer. I was drinking, I was doing things with a guy, I was living the wrong life completely, but then serving and praising the Lord on Sundays. And so that lasted about 2 to 3 months before I hit a wall, literally full speed, just hit a wall, and I had all my hurt and all my pain from my sin catch up to me. And I had a moment where I was laying on my bedroom floor crying, and I remember to this day to the extent of how I felt, and I genuinely hated myself. I hated myself because of the life that I was living, the people that I was hurting, the things that I was doing. And I remember just laying on the floor like, what do I do now? Like, I've messed up too bad. I can't be a Christian anymore. I can't be loved by God. Like, the things that I've done are past an extent that I ever thought I could possibly extend. And in that moment, the Lord still loved me and he forgave me. And it took me a long time to get over my mistakes in my past. It took me maybe like 2 years to feel like I was finally forgiving myself for something that God forgave me on the cross 2,000 years ago. But it was in that moment where all my sin and my hurt and my chasing after the wrong things caught up to me, and I realized I have to be all in. Like, I can't be half in, half out, because there is no half in, half out. And it was in that moment I was like, oh, like, Jesus truly is the one thing that satisfies. He truly is the one thing that can heal that pit in my heart that I feel when I wake up in the morning. He is the one thing that can save me from this cycle in this life of sin, in this pattern of sin, and trying to heal my pain. Like, he's the one thing that can do that for me. And so once I had that realization, you know, I started praying more. I started reading the scriptures more, like kind of going back to where I was at in the beginning, just being on fire for Christ and continuing to share him online and spreading the gospel, sharing that journey. And eventually God led me to the school that I'm at now, which is a Christian school. And he just completely began to unravel me and change my life once I came to school here. He taught me my identity and who I was. He began to heal me of things from my past and set me free. And there was a moment where, after a couple years of being at school and really growing significantly in my walk with the Lord, where I fell back into a pit of mental health. And at this point, I was prideful because, well, I wouldn't even say prideful, but at this point, I was at a point where I knew that I was healed of these things, and I knew that I was past these thoughts and these emotions that I was struggling with. And at this point, when I hit this point in my mental health, I genuinely convinced myself that I had no purpose. Even though I knew God and I'd been following him for over 3 years faithfully with my whole heart and being in love with Jesus, I convinced myself that I had no purpose. To the pit of my being, I read the scriptures, I studied the scriptures, and I was like, no, none of this is good enough. Why am I here? I shouldn't be here. I have no purpose. And I struggled with that for about 2 to 3 months, and every day was miserable. I remember, like, I couldn't get out of bed in the mornings, but I had to because I was working full time in the summer and feeling lonely and miserable. Like, I couldn't function. I remember feeling crazy, like, dealing with all these things as a Christian. Like, I shouldn't be dealing with this. Like, I know better than now. And I felt guilty because I knew better. But it was something that, regardless of what I knew, only the Lord could change and heal in me. And I just had to trust him with that. And I had to trust him to lead me to that place. And so, you know, a couple months go by, like, despite how I feel about purpose, I'm still trusting the Lord. And I moved back to school, and after all the times people have laid hands on me, all the prayers that people were praying, all the times that people were like, just keep trusting him, it all came down to one moment where I was sitting in my bed one morning and I just asked the Holy Spirit and I said, I'm done. Like, I'm done trying. Like, I need you to just heal this in me. I need you to reveal to me where the root of all of these evil thoughts are coming from. And I just sat there and I waited for the Holy Spirit to reveal it to me. And he did. He took me back to every moment in life where all of these lies that I was believing were coming from. And I just sat with it and I herded with it. And then after realizing where all of those things were coming from, I asked the Holy Spirit, I was like, okay, like, help me find truths to heal and cover up these wounds. And so I sat with the Holy Spirit and he took me through and was telling me truths and revealing to me how much he loved me in each of those moments and all the things he was singing to over me in each of those moments. And I just was weeping and I was like, wow, like, this all makes sense now. Like, I understand my purpose. I understand that you created me with a purpose, that you saw my life from the beginning of time before I even knew who I was. And in that moment, the Lord completely healed me of suicidal thoughts, of depression, of anxiety, things that I'd struggled with for years, but didn't realize that I didn't even get to the root problem of it. And so if you are someone that struggles with those things, just know that God sees you and he hears you. You're not doing something wrong to not receive that healing. Like, he's had a plan since before you were born for this healing. And he just wants to teach you through this and grow you through this. And just know that this is a testimony that will heal others and that will change others. I remember just being so desperate for healing and so even angry at God because I was like, why am I seeing so many other people find healing for something that I've been seeking you for years? But now looking back, I wouldn't change a thing on his timing. So just be encouraged and know that he is a God that is good and is faithful and will do it for you because I have seen him do the impossible in my life. And so after that point in time, I just continued to follow the Lord faithfully. I was in another relationship at this point that then ended after about 2 years. And to me, that was something that really broke me, but then pushed me into a place in my walk with the Lord that I didn't know possible. Through the brokenness, I sought the Lord in things that I had never sought him for before. I experienced just a whole new level of life unveiled to me that I didn't know possible. Joy that I didn't know possible. Peace that I didn't know possible. Holy Spirit that I didn't know possible. And now I can confidently say that I've lived the best 8 months of my life through just laying everything down to the Lord and trusting him with everything. And it's been incredible. And one more just healing testimony. When I was little, I got Lyme's disease. And so my entire life, I've dealt with chronic pain and migraines and dizziness and fatigue and bruises covering my body and just all different sorts of illnesses on and off for months, my entire life. And last December, I went to Upper Room end of year. And there was a moment where it was a transition between prayer and worship. And the man gets up to transition between, not prayer and worship. He gets up to transition between worship and the sermon. And he just starts prophesying and praying in the spirit and saying, like, tonight people are going to get healed. And so he had everyone in the room who needed a physical healing raise their hand. And so I raised my hand like I always have every time that someone has done an altar call or some sort of prayer for this. And in my head, I remember thinking, like, it's still not my time. Like, this will never be my time. I'm just going to live with this forever and that's okay. And the man on stage that was still praying while all of this was happening said, the Lord's not passing you over today. And I remember feeling like that, like, oh my gosh, like, he just read my mail. Like, that's literally what I just thought. And so a couple seconds after that, a woman approaches me and she says, do you have some sort of autoimmune disease? And I told her, I said, I have Lyme's disease. And in that moment, I heard the Spirit speak to me. He said, it's your time. And I just instantly started weeping while I was talking to her. And I was like, you have no idea how long I have been waiting for this, how long I've been praying for this. I woke up today and I was in so much pain and I felt so sick and I didn't know how I was even going to get through today. And she was like, well, my husband just got healed of Lyme's disease last weekend. I'm going to have him come lay hands on you with me. They come over, they start praying, they lay hands on me. And instantly all the pain that I was feeling that day left my body. I felt light. I felt warm. I felt like gooey and airy. And I remember just weeping and weeping and weeping and weeping and crying in a way that I have never cried before, as a release of like all the pain that I felt for years leaving my body. Like finally, like the Lord is doing something that I've been longing for and praying for years. And I can testify still to this day, I am pain-free. I wake up with so much energy every morning. I wake up completely healed still to this day. And so to those of you also waiting for a physical healing, be encouraged and know that God is known as Jehovah Rapha. It's not just what he does. It's who he is. It's a part of his character. And it's the same thing with your mental health healing. He has a specific plan set aside for you. It's a matter of when. And so just be encouraged and know that, like, I was praying for that for years, and the Lord did it for me. So I know that he can do the same thing for you. But yeah, that's kind of the gist of my story. The Lord kind of just plucked me out of nowhere and decided that he was going to heal me from things that felt impossible for me. He's healed me from self-hatred, depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, Lyme's disease, and so much more. And I don't know what I would do without Jesus. He completely saved my life. I live a life now, loving life and having so much joy and freedom and peace and just unexplainable just love for life that I know is only because of him. And so I kind of want to end this by saying, like, if you don't know Jesus in that way, you can. Like, it's not just something that's for exclusive people who have been following him for years. It's not just something for people who are already righteous. Jesus is for everybody. And he took the cross for everybody. He didn't just take it being like, okay, this is for this whole population. He saw you when he was on the cross and he said your name and he said, I am doing this for you. Regardless of what you've done, regardless of who you are, regardless of your family, regardless of the things that you continue to do, regardless of the ways that you feel, he saw all of that for all of time. He saw things that I don't even know I'm gonna do. And he said, yes, I'm doing this for you because I love you. Because I love you so much. And I'm doing this for just a chance that you will choose me and that you will love me back. Jesus is for you and he loves you always. It's not a love that you can earn or deserve. He just wants you. And so, yeah, Jesus just completely changed my life. And it was all just out of realizing how much he loved me. And so, yeah, I just want to pray and encourage you to dive into who Jesus is and his character, because he is so beautiful. Yeah. Jesus, thank you so much for the cross, for enduring a pain that I can't even fathom, just out of your love for me and out of your love for your people, Lord. I pray for whoever is listening, Father, that you would show up to them in a way that you have never shown up before, that you would reveal yourself to them in a way that is unexplainable, Lord, that you would heal them in the ways that they're longing for, that you would heal them from things that they don't even see yet, Father. I pray that you would encounter them in their heart, Lord, in the spirit, that you would speak to them and they would hear. Lord, I pray that their hearts are opened up to you, that their ears and their eyes can hear you and see you rightly. Father, would you do what only you can do?
thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you've done. And thank you that it wasn't just for those who have been following you, but you are for everyone everywhere, Lord. I love you, and I thank you for the ways that you've changed my life and for the ways that you can change others, even just through sharing my story and the ways that you've changed me and healed me and set me apart, Lord. Would you do it again in their life? In Jesus' name, amen.